This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to Change Your Mindset Podcast. My name is Adrian Gomez, and today we'll be talking about how we have to stop wasting our time. We all know there's 24 hours in a day. That doesn't change for anybody. We all have 24 hours. What we do in those 24 hours is up to us. The 1% has 24 hours in a day. The 99% have 24 hours in a day as well. The way we use our 24 hours is totally different. And that's what separates the margin from the 1% to the 99%. The 99% of people waste majority of the time. 8 of those hours are because you have a job. And let's add a couple more hours onto that because you probably might be in traffic, depending on where you live. And once you get home, you probably just watch TV, maybe go on social media, or some unproductive activity. Meanwhile, that 1% mindset, they're making those 24 hours count. They're productive majority of those 24 hours. We waste so much time in a day. Usually when people get home from work, they're usually not productive because they feel like during those 8 hours, they did what they had to do. They were productive. They got a paycheck for the day. And now they can just relax because they feel like they had a hard day at work. And they're just going to wait till Friday before they can enjoy those 2 days. And that's how people live their life. If you go home and you're just watching TV or you binge a show or you can't wait for some type of show to come on or movie, whatever it may be, you're not doing anything productive to change your life. One thing that bothers me a lot is when people watch these Grammys, Oscar, MTV, Music Awards, whatever. You're watching somebody else's success. You're watching them get an award for the work they put in and the dedication to craft whatever they're good at. And obviously, since they were so good at it, they're getting awarded for it. And you're just basically watching someone else's success. And this goes along with reality TV shows or when you watch those Keeping Up with the Kardashians or anything that involves other people's lives. You're sitting down on a couch watching TV, watching somebody else's life. Instead of you trying to improve your life and have a better life for yourself, and if you have a family, for your family, but instead you're watching somebody else's life. This goes along with watching episodes or when you start binging those, I don't know, episodes, maybe Stranger Things, Game of Thrones back then, whatever it may be, you're binge watching and wasting your time watching these shows instead of, like I said, improving your life. And this is repetitive because this happens maybe every day, every week, or you can't wait for the next episode and you're doing this constantly. So you're just wasting time over and over and over again. And if you're watching the news, you sit down wasting, I don't know how much time watching the news, and majority of the time the news is all negative nowadays. If you're curious about something, you could just look it up. And you could save a lot of time just looking it up instead of watching TV. I honestly don't even watch TV anymore because my time is, I can use it more productively. But I won't lie, I was part of that. And I would just go to work, come home, watch TV, whatever is on, watch a movie, watch an episode, maybe binge something, whatever it may be. I'm guilty of it because I used to do it. But then I realized 1% don't do any of that. They're using their time very productively. Either they're learning something, they're reading books to educate themselves, or they're trying to improve their business, or they're trying to learn a specific niche where they can craft it and obviously become an expert in it. And obviously that's going to help them, give them another income where they can obviously make more money. They're not sitting down watching TV, binging episodes. They're not watching other people's lives or watching these shows where people get awarded or whatever. They're using their time productive. And obviously, majority of the time, 99% of people, they're not using their time productively. That's a big difference. That separates the gap between them. How do you expect to better your life if you're not using your time productively, if you're not learning something, if you're not educating yourself in a specific niche or whatever you're trying to do to get out of your job, to be financially better, but we keep doing the same routine every single day. We waste 5 days. We go to work. We come home. We usually do unproductive things. And we just do that the next day over and over. Just for those 2 days where we're free. And obviously you get to do whatever you want. But you got to realize that whole cycle you're doing that for the rest of your life. And you're going to retire. Nowadays, it looks like people are retiring at 70 years old because they had a job. They didn't use their time productively. They expected the government to take care of them when they retired. And if the government can't take care of you, if your 401k is not there or your retirement plan's not there, what are you supposed to do? You're going to have to keep working instead of obviously not taking your finances onto your own hand, educating yourself, changing your mindset to that 1%. And then you take care of your own destiny. And you don't have to rely on the government. You just gotta stop wasting your time. Like I said, there's 24 hours in a day. That variable never changes. But what you do in those 24 hours is up to you. And that's going to determine how your life's going to be in the future. And how you can change it. Depending on what you do with those hours. And one of the biggest time wasters I see nowadays is obviously your phone. Your phone can be good and bad. If you're using your phone to learn something, educate yourself, or using it for business to make you money, or you're running your business, whatever it may be, that's a good thing you use your phone for. Majority of people don't use their phone in that way. Obviously, we know people use their phone for things that doesn't even benefit you. The biggest one is social media. You know how much time people waste on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. People waste a lot of time just scrolling or watching these videos. That's not even going to benefit your life or even change your life. You're just pretty much wasting your time. And like I said before, I'm guilty of this too, because I used to be like that before I changed. And I would obviously go on Instagram, see what people are doing, what people are doing with their lives. And obviously now, if I'm using social media, it's obviously to grow my business, or it's something to educate myself, or if I want to learn something or how something works, that's the way I'm using it. Perfect example is creating this podcast. I had no idea how to make a podcast. I didn't know what you needed to make a podcast. I didn't know how to distribute episodes, how to create episodes, how to edit. I knew none of this. So obviously I educated myself. I learned what you needed, what kind of tools that were required to record. So I spend my time productively. I spend my time, like I said, learning all this stuff instead of obviously wasting my time on unproductive things. And even nowadays on social media, everything looks negative. You're like on Instagram, for example, you just see people going to these crazy countries, or they have these nice cars, or you see these models. You see people living their best lives, and you're just on your phone scrolling like, oh, I wish that could be me. Or I wish I could have that. But you're not doing anything to change your life. You're just watching other people's lives. Why you sit there not even being productive? Because you're just on these platforms wasting your time, not trying to better yourself. And nowadays, I really don't even watch what my friends are doing or what they're up to, because no offense, I really don't care what they're doing, because that's their life. I care more about my life and what I'm doing to change it and what I'm doing to better it. And like I said, you're just seeing the best part of people's lives. I mean, you might think, oh, they have money because they have a nice luxury item, or they have a really nice car. But you're only seeing one part of their life. You don't know what they do for a living. You don't know how they're paying the bills. Maybe they're struggling. But you just see the front of it. You just see the flashy items or flashy stuff, whatever it may be. You're just seeing the best part of it. What if they're struggling? What if they're like working two jobs just to pay for that car or item or that vacation, and you're just seeing that part of it? You really don't know their lives. You're just seeing what they want you to see. People waste so much time trying to get a perfect picture or a perfect caption, whatever, to impress their friends, because, you know, they care more about their image, or they care about likes, because that's all what people care about, or, you know, followers, because apparently that's more important. Virtual life is more important than your real life. And it's sad to see that people care more about that than controlling their own life, trying to better their lives, try to get out of their job, get out the rat race, you know, obviously be better financially. They care more about these virtual things and try and impress other people. And if you want to go on TikTok or something, you just watch these videos that entertain you for probably hours, because your time just flies right by when you're watching these videos that's not even bettering yourself. You're just wasting your time. Don't get me wrong, not all of it is bad. There are people that are trying to educate you or trying to teach you something, obviously to better your life, and people do use social media for that, to educate themselves, or they follow somebody. Maybe that someone that inspires you to do better, you'll follow them because you're motivated to change your life or change how your body is because you want to be physically fit. There are obviously a lot of motivators out there that can help you. And there are people that do teach you, maybe financially, they teach you on certain areas that can help you. And if you're using social media for that, then by all means, that's great. This majority of people don't use social media for that. They use it to entertain themselves, or they care what other people are doing, or they want attention because they care more about their stories or what they post because they care more about what other people think. And this goes to the 1%. They don't sit there and scroll the things and see what other people are doing. If anything, though, you're probably looking at the 1% when you're on social media. Maybe you're seeing their best lives. You've seen how successful they are, what they have, the nice cars, the nice vacation, whatever they're doing. Maybe you're seeing that and you want to be there, but you're too busy just scrolling, watching their newsfeed or watching their life. But the 1% isn't doing any of that. You're just seeing their life and you want it, but you're not using your time productively. Like I said, there's 24 hours in a day. And if you have a full-time job, you work 8 hours. Let's say commute both ways, let's give it a 1 hour. So that's 9 hours of your day. And if you believe in 8 hours of sleep, or you need 8 hours of sleep, let's add that 9 to that, and that's going to be 17 hours. So what are you doing in those 7 hours that you can be productive? What are you using that time with? If you have a job and you try to, or if you hate your job, you want to escape it, in those 7 hours, what are you doing with your time? That is it productive or is it not productive? If you have a family, you have to spend family time, I understand that. Just give 2 hours of that. Now you have 5 hours. What are you doing with those 5 hours? You have to be productive with your time because we all have the same amount of time. And once that time goes by, you don't get that back. So if you wasted that time, you're not getting that back. If you're using that time productively, then that's going to benefit you. You have to stop wasting all this opportunity. Because it's going by every single day and you're just wasting it. Because you're doing all these unproductive things that aren't benefiting you. And like I said, if you're serious about changing your life, you're going to start being more productive. If you're more productive, you'll start seeing the benefits and the outcome of that. If you're not productive, you're just going to be in that same routine. And tomorrow you're just going to go back to your job, go through the motions, get out, watch TV, go to social media, maybe you want to go out and eat after, or maybe I want to go play a sport or something after. That's not really changing your life. That's not going to benefit you in the long run. And you're going to be stuck in that cycle. And trust me, I've been there. Having a job and everything, coming home, being miserable. I hated having a job. I hated my job. I hated doing the same thing over and over. I hated having to go clock in, work 8 hours of my life, something I didn't even like to do. But I wouldn't do anything about it. I just come home, either I play probably video games, or I'd watch TV, watch a movie, scroll on social media, but I did nothing about changing my life. I just wasted my time, and I did that for years and years, and I hated it, and I eventually got fed up, because why am I going to keep doing this till I'm 60, 70 years old and retire, and have this the rest of my life? That's something I didn't want to do, and I was tired of it. So I decided to change my life. Like I said, I started educating myself. I started using my time more productively. I stopped wasting my money. And obviously that leads to changing your life, because now you're thinking like the 1% and you have that mindset compared to the 99% mindset that does all this and wastes their time and has this repetitive cycle. You can do it. I 100% believe you can do it. Anyone can do this. It's up to you though, if you want to do it or not. If you want to stop wasting your time. you just got to stop wasting your time watching TV, watching these episodes, watching these awards, watching other people's lives on these series, or stop binging. That's not helping you. That's just wasting your time and being non-productive while you could have used that time to educate yourself or find a way to make more money or a side hustle. Instead, you decide to waste your time on social media or playing video games. But that's how the 99% of us think. But if we slowly start changing our mindset, that leads to changing your life. One phrase I like telling people, you know, usually you hear, oh, have a good day. I don't like saying have a good day. I like telling people have a productive day. Because I think having a productive day way outweighs having a good day. A good day doesn't change your life. A productive day will change your life. With that being said, I hope you who are listening to this podcast, you go out there and have a productive day. Thank you guys as always for listening to this podcast. I hope you tune in for the next one and hopefully you guys share this for others can stop wasting their time and start being more productive with their time. Or obviously they can get out that job and start changing their life. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.